Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, the hat trick is one of the most joyous things that a hockey player can do, you know, short of winning a Stanley Cup or a title, obviously. But four is certainly rare, isn't it?
Oh, unbelievable. And, you know, it's a good night at the office.
I remember the last four-goal outburst. It was Owen Sillinger. He actually passed a puck to Lucas on an empty netter. He could have had five. You got to have a lot of things going your way to get four, don't you?
For sure. I mean, hey, obviously, again, and seriously, it's hard to get two and at this level, and you know, let alone a hat trick too. So when you get four and then upwards of five, it's different, you know.
I started thinking back to you know, some of the most memorable hat tricks since I've been in this job, and the one that always comes back to my mind is Chris McKelvey at Colorado College. Mm-hmm. It was a natural hat trick. The third one, he stole it at like the defensive blue line, and with his speed, he was off to the races. You remember that night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't remember, like, all the goals. I just remember that.
I just remember his third.
Yeah, exactly. And Chris was he was dialed in that night, and he could skate. And, you know, that Olympic ice catered to his legs.
Then I got to thinking of just Chris McKelvey's playing career. And is he in your top 10 best defensive forwards since you've been here?
For sure. For sure. I mean, he might even be my top five. And, again, with putting zero thought into it right now, and he could be one. I mean, he was, those last 2 years, I mean, he played a lot of minutes. And he ate a lot of important minutes. And we really used him against ones. We used him against a lot of ones. And he was out there, first penalty kill him and Tyler Larkey. And, no, he ate heavy minutes.
The current game, do you need a line like he had?
Well, if you can have one, you want one. I don't care if it was the 70s, 80s, 90s right now. Currently, you want it. You always want a line like that can go against one. If you can have a threes go against ones, oh, it's huge. It's just not easy to do.
You mentioned last night in your postgame press conference about Connor, and he needs to find open ice. He had tons of it last night.
Yeah.
But how does a player just have a knack for finding it?
Well, you just you got instincts, and you have to anticipate, you know. And when you get inside, you're gonna you're gonna get off the post, and you're gonna see where the puck is, and you're gonna be going to those places. And he did a good job finding space last night.
I think it was his third, the Jackson Panzer assist.
Yeah.
Talk about that pass from Jackson. Did he even know that he was over there?
I'm thinking, I don't think it was Jackson, though. I'm a little brain dead right now. The second one was Max Namestnikov behind the net to him in the slot, correct? The third one might have been the power
I think it was Jackson on the right wing passing to him towards the left. Anyway.
Schulze, and I remember Kirkland hitting him on the power play, too. So I'm spacing out the fourth one, and I apologize.
Oliver Peer then, he made a...
No, you know what? Oliver Peer then, he turned the corner, and that's when he elevated. I think the one you're looking for, you're thinking
it
was...
It might have not been Connors.
It was... No, well, yeah, you might be right there. But Namestnikov made that play on the second goal because Riley Funk cut back, went behind the net, gave it to Maxie, and Maxie hit... Connor in the slot. You're right. Then Piercy got the when he broke wide. Connor got the rebound and went upstairs. And then Kirkland on the power play, you know, went from the left board and found Connor on the kind of like the weak side right there. And Connor just stopped it and just kind of teed it up. To be honest with you, a snapshot.
That play that Oliver made, getting speed around his guy, going to the post. You can't coach that speed. Can you coach that play though?
No, not really. I mean, those are just a hockey player right there.
He's got tremendous speed.
Oh, big time.
How does a guy get better at that? How does a player who's developing get better speed?
Certain things you just have. Can you get better speed? Of course you can. You got to do a lot of sprints. You got to work on your legs. You got to get stronger, 100%, but you're only going to get so fast. I mean, so many guys, I mean, they're just blessed with that type of speed, and he has it.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. You mentioned some of the things last night, Tom, that you weren't necessarily happy with. That's the coach in you. Is it difficult to keep guys involved start to finish when you put up seven?
Well, it's not involved. It's playing the right way because – you know, you can let your foot off the gas, and you start playing riskier, or you know, you're just more casual with the puck, and it happens all the time, and it drives a coach crazy. It just drives you crazy, and you never want a team to get back into it. But you know what? You also, there are things that are important. I'm big on statistics. You know, and I had to say, you know, Raythan Robbins wants to have the best goals against average he can. And, like, do your job for your goaltender to make sure, too, that he doesn't have to, you know, you're going to make a casual play, but then he's going to see a slot shot. That's not right. You know, it's just not right. So guys get it, but it's just human nature sometimes, and you got to try to squash it.
I'm not talking in particular today's video session about last night's game, but generally speaking, what percentage of clips that you show your guys are positive? What percentage are negative that you want corrected or improved?
I would say that's a good question. I think it depends on the game, to be honest with you. I mean, sometimes if you're there to prove a point, there's going to be more. And I don't like the word negative. I like teaching clips. We just say they're always teaching clips, you know. And so those types of teaching clips, I would say we're probably 65, 70, 30 positive to negative, or 75, 25 positive to negative. But I mean, if you're having a bad day at the office, we're going to have more negatives. It's just the way it is because there was more negatives. But again, then how do you define a negative? I mean, hey, let's make sure we position ourselves right here on their setup breakout. Let's make sure we, you know, there's a lot of that too, Schultz, that's just more structural things. And we talked about it. We don't do many structural things on the ice anymore because, you know, the advent of video. So we do so many structural things too on video. So I don't even know if there how much positive and negative there is, as much as, you know, we're tweaking a lot of different things as well.
How much do you also have to read the room, so to speak?
Right? I think a lot, Schultz. You better have a feel, and you got to know, you know, when to. I think it's important. The coach needs to know, you know, when to praise and when to get a little tough. And I just think, again, you have to read the room sometimes, and you can't be one all the time. And but you got to read the room, and you have to read people and have good instincts.
How much better are you at reading the room in year 25 than you were in year 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
It's easier as you get older. There's no question about that, because you're more emotional as you're younger. But I don't know. I don't know. It's just it goes. You probably gets better with age. There's no question about it. But it's easy to say that when you get older too. So,
anything in particular you want to do differently tonight, based on what you saw from Northern last night?
No, yeah, we played pretty good overall. And we're going to have to respond to their energy. That's the biggest thing. We're going to have to respond to their energy, to their juice. There's going to be a lot of emotion right there. So we just got to make sure we match that. We've tried to prep our guys today. With that, we'll find out again. Know how responsive they are with that, but we painted the picture that we think is going to happen. So, and you know, we've coached enough games where we've seen this. They've played enough games where they've seen it. So, you know, just be ready to play a different game tonight. That's the biggest thing. I've never played the same game two nights in a row all the years I've been coaching. So, you know, I don't expect it any different tonight.
Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.